You can hear that.
This meeting is being recorded.
Okay, I'm calling the meeting to order. Our first order of thank you all for being here this morning on July 9th. Our first item is the reopening from our June 4th annual shareholder meeting. And at this point, I'm going to turn it over to Jeff.
Do you want me to call roll first?
Oh yeah, it was in the other part. Sure, please call roll first, Kathy.
Here's Bruce. Let's wait for Bruce to come in. Okay. All right, Bill Cover. Yeah. Jeff Jones.
Present.
Bruce Becker.
Right here.
John Dashner. Sharon Tobias.
Present.
Dan Crosby.
Here.
Andy Rich.
Here.
Also with us are our legal counsel, Andrew Ramos, our LRPC chair, Tom Schneider, administrative operations manager, Lee Schmeeds, general manager, Tyler Mayo, and myself, accounts manager, Kathy Powell.
And Craig Lutz.
And Craig Lutz, LRPC member.
Thank you all for being here. So the first item of business is reopening from the June 4th annual shareholders meeting. Oh, I'm sorry. Pledge of Allegiance. Let's do that. I'm sorry about that. Please stand for Pledge of Allegiance. He wasn't there. Pledge of Allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right.
Oh, shut up.
Good morning, everyone. As Director of Elections, I'm reporting on if we have a quorum present and the results of the election. A quorum is the minimum number of voting members necessary to properly conduct business. This number is calculated by subtracting 70 delinquent accounts from 2,033 shares, equaling 1,963 eligible votes. 25% of the shareholders in good standing are needed for the quorum, which equals 491. As of this morning, we have 445, so we do not have a quorum.
So at this point,
so we share the voting results. Is that the next step?
I know we didn't get a quorum. We can't
do that. So everything else is so. We now adjourn to the board of directors meeting. Andrew, tell me if I'm doing this wrong.
Absolutely. So lacking a quorum, the board cannot conduct any business as a shareholder meeting. I'm sorry, the shareholders can't conduct any business as a shareholder meeting. So there's nothing to be done except for to adjourn the shareholder meeting and then go directly into the director meeting. We'll go ahead and hold approval of the June 5th, 2021 minutes until the 2023 meeting.
And as well as the June 4th, 2022 minutes, they don't get approved until next year as well, correct?
Those will be approved next year as well. Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Oh, I see. All right.
Okay, so I'm going to stop recording this.